Good morning. I am Gloria. I'm a compulsive overeater living in recovery today. I come from a long line of alcoholics and compulsive overeaters. I had always had one picture of my father's mother, and she was obese. After my aunt died, I got all these pictures of her, and she was in obese her whole life. And I have a relative on the other side who also always carried this, the obesity. So I've often said that my father taught me my addiction. He taught me about my addiction. But he also taught me my recovery. I started eating at about 5 years old, and that's when I started going to school. While I loved the idea of learning how to read, and I didn't start learning how to read until I was in the first grade, I started kindergarten, and there were all these new sensory things and new people and lots of noise and havoc on first days and days after, excuse me. But I also come from a family of a lot of chaos and havoc and at times violence. And at home, I could just go in a corner somewhere and hide, and I couldn't do that in school. So I went to kindergarten back in the days when kindergarten was half day. They had two half day sessions and I had the morning. And the day I started kindergarten, I was number four. I was the fourth child of five. My mother was pregnant with my kid brother. So those first days, that first 3, 4 months, I would come home. And my older siblings were in school full day. My younger sister was, when I come home, she was taking a nap, and my brother had yet to have been born. So I had my mother all to myself, and she would feed me lunch. So, lunch, being fed lunch and nurtured in that quiet space meant love. And that's a good thing. Love is a good thing, not to equate lunch with love, but having quiet with one's mother when one is 5 years old is a good thing. And then my kid brother was born, and there was a lot of havoc with that because my mother had had German measles in her first trimester. So there was a lot of fear and havoc and all that. And eventually he came out fine. I lived this life with my family, and I got used to the havoc and how to deal with it, with food. The number on the scale wasn't a problem for me. The only person that was a problem, well, I can't say the only person, but my parents made a point of taking me from diet doctor, pediatrician, figure it, had my, at one point, I was admitted into the hospital so they could find out what was wrong with me. Well, maybe there was some genetic thing going on because I couldn't lose weight. And I found out years later, well into being sitting here in these rooms, that it wasn't so much about the number on the scale that they were concerned about or appearances. I am my father's daughter, who is his mother's son. My father was just simply afraid I was going to die. I was going to go along the lines of his mother, who had died of her fifth stroke because of her obesity. And he didn't want that for me. He just didn't know how to tell me he didn't know how to. He was not a nurturing soul, and I had learned to accept that many years ago. I had often talked about my father was a pain in the ass, But he loved me beyond words, as he did with all my siblings. That man would have been willing to step in front of a bus for me. He just didn't know how to say that in words, that he loved me beyond words. That said, this is not about my family. It's about my inability to cope. So I had done, the number on the scale was never a problem for me. It was for my parents and then later my siblings. I woke up to the reality of what was going on with the number on the scale and my body and my, I was no longer a normal sized person in my mind. I had seen a picture of a picture taken of me while I was in high school. And suddenly I saw what everybody else saw. So we said, oh, okay, now I get it, because I was overweight. I was clearly, clearly overweight. I think the scale at that time, I remember to this day, it said 199 pounds. And that was, that was a problem. And I had, up until that point, I had done the Weight Watchers and the diet pills. Every summer, she was my favorite aunt. She would invite us one at a time, us, me and my siblings, back down to the island, for you non-New Yorkers, that's Long Island. And she also had a weight problem. This aunt always had a weight, well, not always, but for a good part of her life, she was always struggling. And I had gone down this one time in 73. Beginning of 73. And she just happened to have been going away, Overeaters Anonymous. And so she brought me to a meeting, and it's like, oh, I like that. Because it wasn't in OA, there wasn't, I don't hear it that often anymore. Back then there was the phrase, nothing in these rooms, everything you hear in this room is but a suggestion, but if you want what I have, well, everything, but if you want what I have, you'll do as I do. But it was all about choice. It was all about choice. And I loved that. I loved the idea that I had choices. That was my first 5 minutes. So
that's the second 5 minutes you're on, because okay. I was muted.
Oh, thank you. Back then, there were meetings down on the island, but they weren't up here. About 6 months later, my father, who would read the newspaper back, front to back, he saw a little public service ad and told me that there was a meeting up here. And by this time, he'd been in AA. And so I saw how the steps worked and how they worked on him. And he says, do you want to go to a meeting? I'll bring you. And it's like, sure. And I went and did everything I was told to do. Lost the weight, because back then it was still about the weight. And I graduated and left. And, for years I was in and out of the rooms, in and out of the rooms. And often all it would take would be for me to come back into the rooms was the picture of how I'd gained the weight back. And that's what it was all about then. Fast forward to 1999, my mother came up from Florida, because by this time my parents had moved to Florida. So she had come up for this family thing. And I was at my all-time high weight. I am 4 feet 11. I used to be 5 feet, but I lost an inch somewhere. And I was 337 pounds. My mother, and I had health issues. I had a weeping ulcer on my leg because of lack of circulation, because of my weight. And she's just trying to help me this one day. And I'm raging at her, and I'm ranting and raving. And And I, to this day, I don't know why. It's just, I was, she didn't understand. And I was probably ranting and raving because I didn't understand either. You know, I was frustrated and, you know, finally she couldn't take it anymore. She walked out. She said, I'm not taking this anymore. And it was in that moment of silence that I was
able to. You have 5 minutes more.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Were you giving me 5 minute timers?
Yes. Okay, but thank you. I was muted, so you didn't hear the first time.
Okay, thank you. So in that moment in time, I heard my higher power tell me, I think you need to get back into the room. It wasn't because of the number on the scale. It was because of my inability to lead, to have a life on life's terms, have an abstinent life and not have food control me. I loved what today's reading, the beginning, that highlighted portion in today's reading from Voices of Recovery. Because this is the reason why I keep coming back every day for the last 23 years. It says, we have found a freedom from guilt, remorse, and condemnation about the food we eat. We have freedom from the power food once had over us and our ability to make healthy choices. And that's not the only reason why I keep coming back. I keep coming back. It's not just the food. I come back because I am free of the rage. I am free to live a wonderful life. And I get today to see food simply as nutrition. I am free from isolation. And one of the pages, I think back in this particular daily reader in July, it talks about 12 freedoms. And one of the freedoms is the freedom from isolation. I have friends today. I have friends. I don't interact perfectly, but I have friends today. And in the food, when I was in the food, I wouldn't even say food was a friend. There's a book that talks about how food was my friend. And food was my friend, food was my lover, and it turned on me. And today I get to see food simply as what it is, nutrition for today. And I have wonderful, beautiful friends of whom many are sitting here and I will get to meet someday in person and have a real hug. Because I love you all to pieces. And on that, I'm going to finish up. Thank you.